This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is there anything like the concept of karma in Islam? Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Karma in its entirety is not a part of Islamic theology. But there are aspects of karma as used in a modern day vernacular in how people refer to if you do good to others, good will be done and returned to you, that the world, you know, will always repays back good even if it's in another time. And if you're cruel and mistreat others, eventually cruelty and mistreatment will befall you as well. But karma in its entirety, which includes doctrines that relate to reincarnation and things of that nature, are entirely condemnable within Islamic theology. The Prophet ﷺ, he teaches us that from a part of the completion of one's faith, حَتَّى يُحِبُّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّهُ لِنَفْسِهِ. You don't completely truly believe until you love for your fellow man what you love for yourself. Al-Imam al-Nawawi goes into detail to say that this is not between Muslim to another Muslim, that your brother isn't just another Muslim, but it could even be a person who's not of faith, that you wish for them the good that you've experienced in life, the goodness of faith, the goodness of prosperity, security, and happiness and peace. And if you are one of those who gives it, it's reciprocated. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Ar-Rahimuna yarhamhum Rahman." The compassionate will be those who receive Allah's compassion. "Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama." Show compassion to those who dwell upon this earth with you. The one above the heavens will share and shower his compassion and his mercy upon you. That conceptualization of karma in that kind of sense is acceptable within our beliefs. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases and consider donating to this worthy cause.